Emmett, people are excited about this defense. You played on a defense where there were Pro Football Hall of Famers at all three levels, including yourself. Are you seeing a defense like that starting to come together with these guys, or what are you seeing?
Yes, I am. I think Coach Sutton brought in a real aggressive attacking type of defense, and we have those kind of players that are willing to go the extra mile and crack open the books and learn the schemes, and they'll make the defense work right now. And if you look at number 15, number 91, look at Eric Berry, Flowers, I mean, those guys got great potential. You never know how a man's future is really going to happen as they grow, but I think they have the experience to do it.
I want to ask you about Flowers. He guts it out against Philadelphia. What about his toughness and what it means to this team?
If you really get to know him and look at all the DBs around the league, he's one of the most fierce competitors in the league. And for his tackling, I would say in the top five or six guys in the league at that position, he's one of the better tacklers. Had a knee injury, fought through it, a little sore. Think we'll get him back soon. But he's a great competitor, great ball skill.
Emmett, I want to ask you about your defensive backs in specific. Just as a group, how much is this group coming together and playing together?
I think we have a lot of to say thanks to Kendrick Lewis, number 23. He's our quarterback back there. We had Eric Berry, Flowers, had a couple of additions in Dante Robinson, Smith. And then I have to give a lot of credit to our personnel staff. They went out and found two young men, Parker and Cooper, that has come in and added to the mix also.
But I'll ask you about Cooper and what he did for you specifically in the New York Giant game. And what's that guy's future look like?
I think it's bright, very bright. And like I said earlier, I have to give credit to our personnel department. They went out and got this guy from the 49ers. I talked to his secondary coach, Ed Donatell, when they picked him up, and he said you'd be pleasant surprised when you get this young man. He's long, he's a press corner, he's fast and very intelligent, and he wants to play. And he gave us 57 real good snaps Sunday. I think everything for him now is uphill. I think he'll have some growing pain, and he'll get beat a few times, but I think he's got the personality and the confidence to oversee, but he's a good press corner.
There was the alumni weekend this past weekend, and I sense from those guys a lot of pride in this defense. Now, you're microed in there coaching every day. You got your nose to the grindstone. But is there a sense of pride from you, like these former players, and what's going on with this defense?
Yes, especially the way we played the last couple of years and be fortunate enough to get a chance to stay here. Yeah, with Bob Sutton, Coach Reed, and the rest of the staff, and to see these guys spin out of the funk we were in the last couple of years and play well and have such success. That's just one quarter of the season, but so far they have answered the bell, and I just think they're going to get better the rest of the season.